Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it. Hey, my friend. I'm currently in my midnight hour. The midnight hour that mama and grandmother used to always be in. They would always talk about my mom's favorite song, and I never understood why. Until recently, her favorite song was Late in the Midnight Hour. God's gonna turn around. He's gonna work in your favor. And I never understood the midnight hour she was talking about as a kid. But now I do. The midnight hour is that hour where sadness wakes you up. Where trauma wakes you up, where grief wakes you up. It's the hour where you can't run from yourself anymore. It's the hour where you gotta face yourself. It's the hour where you have to deal with yourself, which is one of the hardest things to do. It's 3 a.m. right now as I'm recording this podcast. I just cried it out. I just prayed it out. And I've realized there are a lot of things in my life that I haven't dealt with. Probably just like you. And the question I would ask you that I just asked myself is, what's God in your life? Is healed energy guiding your life truly? Or is hurt energy guiding your life? And you know this by how you respond. How you respond to people, how you respond to things, how you respond to situations. Your emotional response will always tell you what's guiding your life. How do you respond? Do you respond in anger? Do you respond with sadness? What do you default to? Your emotional response will always tell you what's guiding your life. And I want you to think about this. Because I look out and I see a world of hurt energy. I see a world of people that are walking around with trauma that they haven't. I mean, yesterday, I was just coaching my football team, and the game before, a huge brawl broke out. 15-year-olds fighting each other. Parents fighting the coaches, and the coaches fighting the other coaches. The coaches fighting the kids. The parents and the kids are fighting. And I looked down and I said, wow, man. We are in a generation of trauma that's raised by a previous generation of trauma. And trauma is going to raise the next generation. I looked down and said, wow. I didn't see tough energy. I didn't see warrior energy. I saw hurt energy. I saw a whole bunch of kids hurting. I saw a whole bunch of parents hurting. Because some of us, we've had no choice but to fight our whole life. We fought for our worth. We fought for our respect. We fought our whole life. And that fighter mentality stays with us because we don't know how to process our emotions. I want to read this quote to you that I just wrote down before I press record. And I hope this quote is shared across the world. I hope this quote touches your heart like it touched mine. And this quote reads, "The trauma you don't heal from." Oh, man. The trauma you don't heal from becomes the pain someone else has to bear. And when I hear those words that came so pure to me, it breaks my heart, because I think about my kids. I think about people that I love and people I've been around, and I know, big or small, they've dealt with some pain. They had to bear some pain because of the trauma that I didn't heal from. And if you look at your life, because as a human being, we're not perfect. But I'm sure even yourself had to bear some pain for some trauma that somebody else didn't heal from. I just think about how this world will be different, how you would be different, how I would be different, if we really took the time to learn how to emotionally process, right, our emotions, to process our emotions and really take the necessary steps to move towards healing. Because the truth is, a lot of us at our core, we're hurt. We may look like smiles, we may look like we have it all together. And at times, I'm sure that we do, but for a lot of people in this world, at the core is hurt. Because you dealt with so much trauma that you recognize, or so much trauma that's underlying that you don't even recognize. And you respond that way. So I realized over the last few years and in my life, my responses tell a lot about what's at the core of me. If I'm responding with anger, there's something at the core of me. There's something underlying that anger. If I'm responding with sadness, and emotions are real. Emotions are indicators. Emotions are a GPS and tells us where we need to go to deal with certain things. Emotions are great indicators of what is going on at the core of us. So when I responded with sadness, I realized that there's something at the core. When I'm responding in self-defense, being defensive, and having this defensive mechanism that's really not warranted, in those moments, I realize that there's a guilt or a shame going on at the core of me. And it doesn't make me a bad person, it makes me a human. So I would love to present this to you and ask you this question. What's at the core of you? And maybe you think about your last 24 hours or your last week or your last month. What's been your default response? Are you easily offended? Are you easily angered? Do you lash out? And I want to challenge you to go beyond the surface level emotions of just anger and sadness, because that's surface level, right? That's the indication that there's something deeper going on inside you that you haven't dealt with. There's some trauma going on inside you. Maybe it was an absent parent and it wasn't your fault, but maybe that absent parent is created a response in you, a safety in you, where you didn't want to be let down by anybody else, so you never let anybody in. But I want you to dive deep beyond those surface level emotions. I want you to go down to the core, right? Those emotions that underline those reactions of anger, lashing out, sadness. So I want to tell you this: hurt energy is a manifestation of more fundamental emotions such as fear, shame, guilt, grief, etc. So if I can turn the focus on me, I realize that at my core is grief. I've endured so much grief over my life. I've lost so many people in my life. That grief has been a driving force in my life. So on the surface, it looks like anger. The surface, it looks like sadness. The surface, sometimes it looks like self-pity. The surface, it looks like sometimes me downing myself. Because I'm so afraid to lose people. Because I've lost so many people in my life. So how would your life change just a little bit if you spent time reflecting? What's at the heart? What's at the heart of your emotional response? Remember, the trauma that you don't heal from. Oh, man. I don't know why that hits me so hard, man. Maybe it's because I have an inbox every single day of hurt people and people dealing with sadness, and I see it. But the trauma you don't heal from becomes the pain that someone else has to bear. And I see this across the board. I see this even with leaders. Their trauma, their insecurities. I've had my moments as a leader where the trauma inside of me now becomes the things that people that I'm leading have to deal with. I've had that in my journey before, but I was able to recognize that by asking myself, what's at the core of this? That's the question. What's at the core of this? Where did this come from? Because before we move on, my friend, I have this beautiful quote that I love, and it says, if you don't get down to the root issue, those problems will find its way back to the surface. If you don't get down to the root issue, those problems will find its way back to the surface. And not to make excuses for anyone, but what if you took an approach of the world when somebody lashed out at you or somebody's projecting their insecurities on you, and instead of meeting that emotional response with your emotional response, what if you met that emotional response with just knowing that that's a person that has some trauma that's unresolved? What if you met that response and saying, what's at the core of this emotional response that they're giving me? Because I'm going to tell you this, I've seen this process heal relationships. I've seen this process heal friendships. Because you don't take it personal. Because you understand that that person is dealing with something that maybe they haven't spoken about, that only God knows about. And what if you start looking at people and saying, that's the surface level, but what's at the core of that emotional response? The second thing I want to talk to you about and give you that I just did this is practice emotional acceptance. And I want to say acceptance doesn't mean that you have to accept this is who you are, but you just accept the emotions. And what that means is that you allow yourself to fully feel and express your emotions without judgment or suppression. Now, you have to recognize that. I'm not telling you to be oblivious to it. I'm not telling you to delete it as it, like it doesn't exist. But recognize that your feelings are valid and understandable responses to your experiences. Right? You're a human being. You're not a robot. But what I want you to do in those moments is use self-compassion, not self-judgment, not self-criticism. When's the last time you had some self-compassion for yourself? Instead of beating yourself up so much, how would your energy shift to healed energy if you start using self-compassion to validate your emotional state? Which means you acknowledge it's okay to feel the way you do. I had to tell myself in this midnight hour, Trent, it's okay to feel grief. It's okay. I got triggered by a video that I watched on my phone when I woke up. And I actually posted that video. It was an autistic child at a gravesite. Telling his mother that's deceased that he graduated. And I know how that feels to have to bring accomplishments to a gravesite. So I had to tell him, it's okay. It's okay to feel this grief. The third thing that I want you to do, after you accept it, you validate it, you face it, because you'll never win your war by running from your battles. So you gotta face it. You'll never fix what you're not willing to face. The third thing I want you to do is release and transform your emotions. And what's amazing about this is you're getting this in real time with me. I'm doing this step three right now. This is one of my ways of releasing and transforming my emotions. Because once you acknowledge and validate your emotions, it's very important, and it's different for all of us, that you explore techniques to release and transform them in a healthy way. As I said earlier in this episode, those kids on that football field, they were just releasing their emotions. They were trying to transform their emotional state and switch it. But it wasn't healthy. It was unhealthy. And all it did was create more trauma. All it did was create more pain, more anger. You know, so maybe for you, I've seen people break things. You know, scream into a pillow, cry. You know, physical exercise. Like, it's important to release those pent-up emotions safely. And in doing that, physical activity, breaking something safely, crying, which I just did before this podcast, screaming into a pillow. These actions can help you physically discharge emotional energy. It's a release. What you don't release will increase. What you do release will bring you peace. It's a release. What you've been holding on to, my friend, that you need to release. Because emotionally, you're backed up. What you don't release will increase. And what you release will bring you peace. It's time to unclog your soul. Maybe it's through artistic expression. It's a beautiful way to transform your emotions. This is my way of artistic expressions. My most popular video, Friends, was an artistic expression of me releasing my emotions, of how I felt, about a certain situation in my life. So I would challenge you, art, music, writing, podcasting, speaking, as a way to express and process your emotions, right? These things are powerful tools for transforming your pain into meaningful forms of self-expression. Some of the artists, music artists' greatest albums are the albums when they're going through the most. And we wonder, like, man, why can't we get that same such and such? Because they're not going through it. But what music artists do so well is they're so great at transforming their energy, releasing their emotions through music, through song, and you feel it. Another thing you can do, mindfulness, meditation. This is something that's been a key in my life. I like to add prayer. Prayer is a form of my meditation. And this is something I did tonight in this midnight hour. You know, practicing mindfulness, prayer, meditation to observe your emotions without attaching judgment or narratives to them. And a lot of us, we do this subconsciously, right? We judge our emotions. And then we put these narratives on them, right? We have our emotions and then we put our judgments on them. And we start to feel less about ourselves. Just imagine how free you are if you allowed your emotions to just be what they are. His emotions. It's not who you are. It's just what you're feeling. But when you observe your emotions, you allow your emotions to just flow without judgment, without criticism, without putting a story to them and telling yourself, since I feel this, I must not be enough. Since I feel this, I'm not worthy. Since I feel this, I haven't done any healing. What if you just observe your emotions? Because what prayer and meditation does for me, it helps me create like distance from my emotions. It's like, it helps me break away from them. It's like seeing my emotions detach from me. And it gives me a sense of calm, a sense of release. It centers me and it allows me to take whatever process I need to move towards my healing instead of my hurting. And the last thing I want to give you is something called emotion regulation. And I believe learning techniques to regulate your emotions is so important. Deep breathing exercises, breath work is some of the most important work. Grounding techniques, progressive muscle relaxation. What these practices can do is help you regain control over overwhelming emotions. My go-to is controlling my breath. And if you ever experience me online doing Protect Your Peace meditations, it's something that we do together. And I always say, when you can control your breath, you can change your life. So what I want to do right now is I want to take you on that breathwork journey. So I want you to get into a calm, comfortable state. I want you to relax. If you want to lay down, lay down. Get somewhere where you're comfortable. And I want to walk you through this journey of regulating your emotions. So close your eyes. And I want you to focus on one word. An empowering word. A word that really you want to have at the core of your emotions. Maybe that word is peace. Maybe that word is belief. Maybe that word is heal. And once you got that word, I want you to just put a light smile on your face. Because that word is going to be the core of who you are. On this journey we're about to go on, I'm going to ask you to inhale for a count of four. a huge deep breath in. Fill up your belly with air. I'm going to ask you to hold for a count of eight. And then I'm going to ask you to release fully. It sounds like you're fogging up a mirror for a count of four. But I want you to pay attention to two things. When you inhale, I want you to picture you inhaling what your life needs. You inhaling that word that you just said, peace, heal, whatever it is. You picture yourself inhaling all the peace, all the joy, whatever that core emotion that you want to have, that you feel like you need or you want to get back to. As you hold, I want you to picture that word filling up your body from head to feet. I want you to picture that word curing any part of your body that's hurting. That's the direct opposite of that word. And I want you to picture that word as being cleansing as you hold. And as you exhale and you release, I want you to imagine and know that you are releasing those things that you don't need. Those core emotions that haven't served your life. That haven't served your highest self. Let's get started. Inhale fully for a count of four. Two, three, four. Hold for a count of eight. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Exhale fully for a count of four. Two, three, four. Recenter. Just let it be. Whatever thoughts are coming to your head, let them flow in, let them flow out. We don't attach judgments or criticism to our thoughts. We let thoughts do what thoughts do. Round two. Inhale fully for a count of four, two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Exhale fully. Two, three, four. Recenter. I want to add something. And nothing you have to do more of, but I want to change a word. Instead of saying hold, I'm going to say cleanse. I'm going to say cleanse. Because that's what's happening. You're cleansing your life. You're removing the judgments, the criticisms. And you're changing your core being of your emotional state. Last one. Breathe in fully. Two, three, four. Cleanse. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Exhale fully. Two, three, four. Recenter. My friend, I want to tell you I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for surviving everything that you've been through. I'm proud of you for getting through everything you're going through. And I want to tell you this. It's time for you to live in your healed energy. You don't have to bring hurt energy no more. What's happened is what's happened. What's done is what's done. But I want you to continue to do the most important work, which that is the work you do on yourself. Make those midnight hours purposeful. And get back to the core of who you are, which is love, which is light, which is peace. And I know life can be unfair when we get trauma from other people, We've had to deal with the pain from other people's trauma. I know life can be hard when we go through moments that we're not even remotely prepared for or equipped to handle. But hopefully today, you can develop a process that will help you emotionally. Because I know you got a you inside of you that's dying to come out. That anger isn't you. That depression isn't you. That sadness isn't you. That anxiety isn't you. It's just the result from what's at our core. So day by day, you continue to pull back those layers. And you heal that trauma. You heal from that drama. You deal with the things that you've been running from. Because it doesn't make you less of a man. It doesn't make you less of a woman. It just makes you a human being. And we all got our stuff that we need to heal from. But like I tell you at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. I'm proud of you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Share this if it's on your heart too. Talk to you soon. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.